Welcome to the Leeds Church Institute podcast. LCI is a faith-based organisation for lifelong learning. You can find out more about the Leeds Church Institute by visiting lcileeds.org. At our recent Dementia Awareness Day, we spoke to Jean Totty from the Life Story Network and Tide about their work, and we also spoke to Dr. Helen Reed about the workshop that she was leading.
Hello, I'm Jean Totty. I'm chair of Life Story Network and Tide, which is Together in Dementia Every Day, a carers network. Tide is a network of bringing together carers of people with dementia so that they can use their experience of caring and their own stories to influence change, support other carers, make improvements to care services across the whole sector. And we actually support carers through a development programme. We can provide training and development for those carers who want to make a difference and use their experience for to better services for other people. So we provide a training programme for them. We don't provide support to carers in their caring role. It's very much about encompassing the voices of carers, because caring for somebody with dementia is very unique. It's a very different experience for caring for someone who has got their cognition intact. And so every carer has a different story to tell. And often they don't get the support that they need to do the job of caring for the person that they're caring for, but they want to use that experience to actually make it better for others. And instead of actually just complaining about that, we actually give them the skills and the knowledge as to where to go and to give their experience to people who have got influence and power, or even the purse strings, to make decisions about local services or even national policy. So Tide is there, and it's run by carers, for carers, developed by carers, so that they can make a difference for people with dementia that they're caring for, but also the carers' experience, that they know their own rights. Tide is actually hosted by the Life Story Network at the moment. It will be a charity in its own right soon, but the Life Story Network is actually all about stories of people with dementia. And there are real benefits of doing life story work with people with dementia. And my dad had his own life story done by a psychology student while he was living alone at home, but with quite advanced dementia. And actually he benefited from that, because he felt someone was listening to him, somebody was interested in his life, and he'd had an interesting life. But then we all have interesting lives, so we've all got something different to tell. So I think really life stories are something that we should all consider doing. Dad really enjoyed doing that life story, and actually it was really helpful to him, but it was also helpful to me as a carer, so that we contributed to his life story. When we needed to get more care for him, and when he went into a care home, his life story was really valuable to the staff in the care home, because they then could read about him. They actually read his book with him, because he was proud of it, and it actually helped them to understand the sort of person that he was. And they then provided their care plan absolutely around the person that they come to know through his book, rather than what he could not actually tell them at the time. And it helped me as a carer, because I could then trust them to know that they were providing appropriate care for him. It helped staff, because then they knew that what they were doing with him all the time was entirely what he was happy with, and he felt valued. So it was a really, really good experience.
So what's the process for putting together a life story? How does that work?
We concentrate on the process rather than the end product, because actually a life story can be produced in a book format, it can be digital, it could be music, it could be a memory box, lots of different ways, but actually it's the process of doing that. And that can be, it's really good when family carers do it, but not everybody's got a family, or they might be distant. So any member of staff or any neighbour or anyone who knows that individual can actually just start talking and ask about. Some of the tips really are around sort of looking at, well, where were you born? What school did you go to? But actually making it into a conversation rather than an interrogation, not an interview as such. So it's generally just chatting and gathering pieces of information and what we call golden nuggets as you go along. And you actually capture those, either digitally, recording or written, and with photographs. So it's gathering that information over a period of time so that actually the individual puts in it what they want to say. It's not you putting what you think they want to say. It's very much about their story and they own it. Even if it might not be quite correct at the time, does it really matter? It's their story.
I'm Helen Reid and I'm Director of Leeds Church Institute. I've been leading workshops on dementia, family life and spirituality. At Leeds Church Institute, we started looking at dementia in 2018 when we had a focus on remembrance generally because it was the end of World War I and we wanted to think about memory and things we remember and things we don't. From that, we've looked at what does it mean for us as Christians to think about remembering and also what can we offer more widely in a multi-faith and non-religious context. We worked with an artist and he produced three comic books that are interrelated that show life 1 week for one weekend with a family where one person has dementia. Dementia is a family affair. It doesn't just affect the person who has the diagnosis, it affects all those who care for that person too and love that person. And so in the comics, we've looked at the different perspectives on this weekend and we can see what it's like for a son who comes to visit from a distance. We've looked at what it might look like from the perspective of someone who is the carer for someone who has dementia. And we've tried to imagine what it might be like as the person with dementia and how do their interactions develop over the course of the weekend. People in the workshop were really struck by the different perspectives that people can take different meanings from the same conversation and have different memories of the same event in family life. And there was a sense of being given permission for it not to matter when people remember things differently, that actually when we're together and we're caring, it's actually fine to see things differently and to not always need to correct one another, but actually to recognise perhaps the most important thing is when we care for one another.
And we've been using the Abide With Me comics by Cy Smith. Could you tell us what they are?
Cy Smith is a local artist who specialises in graphic novels, and he produced a series of three, all with the same title, Abide With Me. And the first in the series is the story of the son coming to visit his parents at the weekend. The second is the mother who's the carer, and the third is the dad who has got dementia. And so you can read them all individually, but when you read them one after the other, you can see different perspectives shining through.
And you've also used the memory boxes, which have photos, but also objects from the stories that are in the comics. What I find really interesting is that the photos have are in sets, so, and the same photo will have particularly people missing or fading in the photo. So how have you used those objects in the sessions?
In the comics, we see the family sitting down together to look at photos. The actual photographs themselves, Cy has experimented there to imagine what it must be like looking at photos as a person with dementia when you might look at a photo and not recognise one of the people on it. So he tried to portray that by having people missing from the photos. It must be a very disconcerting experience perhaps to look at photos and somebody tells you it's you but you don't recognise yourself from years ago.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Leeds Church Institute. If you'd like to know more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org.